2018 Money 2020 in lovely Las Vegas with the gentleman from Frenastra,
Mike Dione. Yes, sir.
And Rob Gaynor. How are you guys?
Hello.
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
Good.
Nice to be here with you.
Good to be here. Thank you. I know you guys are probably being pulled in 100 different directions, so thank you very much for taking time to come down here and chat for a few minutes. Having said that, how's the conference going?
Well, I arrived on an airplane about 45 minutes ago.
So it's going really well for you. I couldn't tell you a lot,
but I will make this observation. I came from a certain banking conference in New York, and the it's a very different environment there than here.
Oh, really?
Just let's just say it's a bit more traditional in New York than you find here. Yeah. Thus the pin strike shooting.
Oh, looking sharp. Right? Yeah, looking sharp. Rob, how about you? How's
No, I've been a great show so far. Both the pre-events yesterday and then today as the crowds are kind of picking up.
Yeah, yeah. It's
A couple of the keynote speakers this morning were real good. There's a ton of energy in the conference.
No doubt.
It's so far so good.
Very cool. Is there anything in particular you guys are looking for here, or are you just going to... Do you have a plan? Do you have a focus?
You know, I think primarily for us, it's making sure that we're staying on top as to what's going on in this industry. You know, our key clients, banks, community banks and credit unions, run the risk of being disintermediated if they're not on top of it. So with 4,500 clients in the U.S., we've got an obligation to make sure that we are keeping our finger on the pulse of the payments industry. So really just making sure that we're not missing the boat and you know, ultimately help our customers stay aware as to what's going on.
Right on. Rob, anything particular you're looking for?
No, I think that's a perfect assessment. And you know, at some level, everybody's here, right? This has become the event. All the cool fintech providers are here, all the great technologies. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to come and find out what's going on, more on that cutting edge, this is where you got to be.
Indeed. Couldn't agree more. Hey, let's talk about your topic here, how credit unions can leverage digital technology to remain relevant and capture market share, which is very relevant to this conference, what you just said, Rob. So how do they do this? Because here it's very easy to get inundated with the shiny red ball syndrome. And you go, ooh, that looks really cool. I mean, how do you focus? And so just getting your perspective on how this works.
Well, I'll take a shot at it first.
Sure.
I mean, I think, you know, first of all, we would say it's still about blocking and tackling, right? This isn't that. It is complicated and it can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But starting with the basics, like having a great digital platform.
Right.
Like being, you need to be a credit union that has made a decision to stop buying point solutions, buy things from a single vendor that has a vision for open finance, which we've talked to you about before.
Yeah.
So it's not just great digital platform, but it's a fintech that can take that platform to the rest of your bank, the rest of your credit union, and the rest of the world. So number one, it's having that enabling partnership. When we go through a hall like we do here, all we see are partners that we can enable for that credit union by putting them on our platform.
Okay.
We can create revenue for the fintech communities, revenue and engagement for the credit unions, and most importantly, stop the disintermediation, right?
Yeah.
Keep the credit unions in the middle of that mix.
Indeed.
Yeah, no, I think great points, all. I think the only thing to build on that is, you know, I think the word on our platform as a service model, FusionFabric.cloud, is getting out there. I think the fintechs that we're running into that focus on the payment space are understanding and appreciating the platform as a service concept. So I think there's a real opportunity yet to view these fintech, these potential payment disruptors, as partners as opposed to competitors. Getting on a common platform, we think, is one of the best ways to do that.
Yeah, that whole relationship has kind of evolved from fear to partner, and which is a really good thing, I think.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's funny, there's a company that's a leader in some of this digital disruption, OnDeck. And they started out as an absolute disruptor, and I think a lot of the banks were fearful that these guys were going to take their business, but they ultimately determined that they had to get back and partner with the banks in order to succeed in the long run. They just announced a big partnership with PNC, I think, within the last couple days.
Oh, really?
So an example of how someone started out potentially as a threat, I think ultimately the fintech and the banks realized, in this case banks, partnering together was the better option.
Yeah, I think they're seeing, I think it's kind of a wake-up call for that, especially the fintechs. Like, oh, and even I think both sides, actually.
Yeah.
There's so much opportunity here. It's like, okay, let's not waste this by being scared of each other. Let's embrace it.
Let's cooperate.
And there you go, cooperative. All right, you mentioned earlier about the rise of platform as a service, helping small financial institutions.
Yep.
How does it do this? Can you explain a little bit further, Mike?
I'd be happy to have my buddy Rob jump in
and
here.
Rob?
But first of all, I think you know, as good as we are, as good as the credit unions are, thinking that we can stay ahead of the disruption curve on our own just doesn't make sense. You come here, you see so many smart people, so many great ideas, and what the platform allows is for people to come in and share in that ecosystem. So I think, you know, we talk about the need to collaborate, to innovate. I think the platform is evidence of that. The democratization of the capability, allowing that, you know, $200 million credit union to have some of the same capabilities that a tier one or tier zero bank does. And I think that's the great enabler of the platform.
Yeah, indeed, Rob.
Well, and standing on that, you know, we have these wonderful fintech solutions, these real innovative companies that are coming out and creating technologies that better meet the needs of the consumers. So look at a real data point. Between 10 and 12% of every internet banking session is a scrape session, meaning that somebody is letting a third-party technology log in, and they're scraping the data and bringing it into a third-party technology. We've already lost, right? They're already starting to flow away. Fusion Fabric platform allows us to organize that, right? Mm-hmm. Allows us to align the interests. In fact, we have, the way we estimate, 9,000 banks and credit unions globally for Finastra on our platform. That represents close to a half a trillion end users, right?
Yeah.
We need to connect them with those fintech solutions, and that's what the platform enables. It enables us to do it for our credit unions, and then the credit unions to become a platform provider.
Yep.
But ultimately, those members are the ones that are best served.
Yep,
right?
No doubt. Trickles down to them. They're the ultimate beneficiaries, for sure. Outlook here. What do you see the outlook? Because we're talking about what's happening right now. How do you see 2018 shaping up and then rolling into 2019?
I think platform as a service is absolutely gaining momentum. You know, the response to FusionFabric.cloud, which is our take on platform as a service, has been overwhelming. We are just daily, literally, being handed business cards to say, how can I be a part of this? So I think what we see is it going from talked about in a sandbox, experimental, to practical and everyday usage. So we're going to see today what our use cases evolving into real world examples as to how credit unions can better serve the members of their members of their credit union. So from the theoretical to the practical, I think is how I would describe the future.
Okay.
I'd add one element, which is a little self-serving for digital, but something else is exciting going on, at least at Finastra, and it's how we define digital. And what we've done is broadened that to not only be this traditional self-service, but the you know, let's call them legacy full-service channels, teller and branch. So now, the way Finastra looks at digital is it's the entire engagement for a member from when they're in self-service mode to when they're in full-service mode. One digital solution on a single platform as a service that provides that whole thing.
I think that's a huge point.
And no one can do this. The other cores can't do it because they, you know, they were good on the teller but not so good on digital.
Right.
The digital companies are great on digital, but they don't know anything about employees. We put those two competencies together.
Very nice.
This is going to be the next big kind of evolution in digital. You'll see that over the next 18 months.
I think it's a fantastic point. If you look at what the activities are of a person in a credit union branch today, they're really not doing a whole lot of things that a consumer wouldn't want to be doing on their own.
Sure.
And so why would those two experiences need to be different? So our point of view that Rob elaborated on well is the fusion of those experiences, the consumer experience, the experience of the employee in that branch, those two things have come together. There's not a whole lot that keeps those things apart.
It's literally one platform.
Yep.
Right?
The airlines.
When we think of Fusion Fabric, ultimately, it's that platform. Once we're all plugged in, internally and externally, we're going to be able to automate that entire spectrum of engagement.
Wow.
And that's us and partner, right? And that's the beauty of the platform with an open stance, right? So it's not just a closed platform. You may be hearing about that from other providers, but this is truly open. Sorry,
this
you were...
This really benefits the smaller credit unions, too, who are resource-challenged, as they say. So, yeah, very cool stuff. Okay, I can't let you guys go yet until... You guys have had so many big announcements this year. Obviously, the partner, the acquisition, partnership, relationship, whatever you want to call it. And then all the announcements that are coming from Finastra. Anyway, anything new you guys want to announce while you're here at Money 2020 that we want to know
about? Great news in that we've made available to the broader community a global payments platform. So, you know, the global payments world has really been the exclusive domain of the tier zero, tier one space. We're bringing down into tiers 3, 4, and 5 the ability to have a universal payment engine. So that was announced today. Great partnership, continuing to build on the partnership that we've got with Microsoft, putting this into the cloud. I think that's the big news today, and making it available for the smaller institutions is probably the most relevant point to your audience.
Pretty cool.
And this is huge. I mean, when we can bring that down market to some of these financial, you know, first of all, cloud enabling it, putting it onto Fusion Fabric, and then in giving us the economies to bring it to the masses of community market, that's a huge deal. And it's capability, right, that we not necessarily had to deliver to these credit unions, that now that they're going to have global payments, real-time payments, things like Zelle, all of that through this gateway will be enabled. So this is a big step for a financial.
Very cool. That's a great message to end on, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Great to see you.
Mike.